The theme of Purim is v'nahapochu. Everything is flipped upside down. And to understand that a little bit better, perhaps we have to look at one of the end stories of the Megillah. Achashverosh, Haman and Esther are all at this big party. And everything is wonderful and everything is great. Except when the second party starts and the party gets moving, Achashverosh says to Esther, "What's the deal? Why are we doing this? This is 2 days in a row. I just want to know, what do you need?" And then she says, "Well, listen, there's this really bad guy who wants to destroy my entire people." And Esther says that, and Achashverosh is like, "What? Who? Mi hu Zeviezer who? Who is this that wants to do that to you?" And she says, "It's Haman HaRasha. He's the one that wants to do this." And what's strange is, what does that mean? Achashverosh asks the question. Doesn't he know? Didn't he take part in the meeting? Haman turns to him and says, "I'll give you all this money. And with this money, I want you to destroy. I want permission to l'abdam, to destroy this nation." Does he say who the nation is? No. But he says there's this one nation that's Amechan Mefuzarim Mefurad, and it's not worth it for you to keep them. And he offers him 10,000 shekel of silver, which is a world of money. 10,000 shekel, there is a historian that says that the taxes for the entire empire of Achashverosh was 15,000 shekel for 1 year. So you're talking about two-thirds of the taxes. How is it possible that he doesn't know any of this? So I think you have to ask ourselves, what is it exactly that Achashverosh thought Haman wanted to do? Now, before I say that, I will put out there is the possibility that Achashverosh actually really had no idea what the thing was at all. And Haman was simply like the real ruler of the empire. And Achashverosh was really just the one that was sitting there pretending to be the king. But the puppeteer was Haman. But let's assume that you don't accept that. And let's assume that you feel that Achashverosh was privy to what was going on. So how exactly did that happen, that he had no idea what was going on at all? So it's a question of what l'abdam means. L'abdam means to wipe out, to destroy. But you can destroy someone without killing them. You don't have to kill a person. It's Haman that puts out there, and when he writes the actual letter, he says, "What is my plan? It's la'ashmin, la'harog, la'abed. It's everything, including la'abed, but it's la'harog. It's to kill, to wipe out." So what exactly is going on here? So perhaps what's going on is that Achashverosh was told that the Jewish people would be destroyed as a nation, because they would lose their freedom when they were sold as slaves. And it's Haman who in turn takes it a lot of steps further. What exactly is Achashverosh's answer? Question, he's asking, how is any of this possible? How could it be? I didn't agree to any of this. Yeah. This is a very, very, very fair point. What happens is, she says it's Haman, but she explains it's Haman because of the money that he was willing to get. Meaning, she points out that Haman took it a lot further than he had agreed to. And now we can understand what Esther is saying. Esther is saying that, "I don't think that you're part of this, number one." And she then goes on to say, "And if we had been sold as slaves, I would have been mochel on that. I would have accepted that." Now Achashverosh feels much better altogether. "It's not my fault at all. It's all Haman." But I believe you can take it one step further. Really what's going on is that from Achashverosh's perspective, and I heard this beautiful idea from Rabbi Agno, from Achashverosh's perspective, he expected one thing, and v'nahapochu turns out it's the exact opposite. And he then went on to say that if we think about it, who is Melech HaMashiach? It's from David ben Yishai. Why David ben Yishai? Because sometimes you need a palindrome. You need it to look one way when it's but it's exactly the opposite way. It might be the same word, but we don't see it for how it's coming. The Geula Shlema is going to be so similar to the story of Megillas Esther, in the sense that our expectation is going to be one thing, but the actual reality will be completely the opposite. And so, our hope is that as Purim comes to a close, Shushan Purim is wrapping up as well. While all of that happens, we hope that the Geula Shlema will come in such a way that v'nahapochu, that the expectation is one way and it'll turn out the other. Have a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos.